It's sad. So sad. It's a sad, sad situation.
What is?
Martin and Susan breaking up. After all they've been through together, all the laughter and the tears, the heartaches and happy times, I think people could learn a lot from looking at us goldfish. I mean, look at you and me. Staunch friends, supportive, sharing, caring, with never a cross word. Don't you think it would be wonderful if people could be like that and learn to harmonise their emotions until their personalities blended together like the colours of a vibrant and pink-tinted rainbow?
No, I think that's bollocks.
You're probably right.
The Goldfish Bowl by Sean Prendergast. Episode 6.
Oh, look. I can't bear it. She's serious this time. She really means it. How could she throw away their life together? Just because he made one tiny slip.
Shagging your colleague while your wife's pregnant is generally regarded as a little more serious than a tiny slip.
I'd forgive him.
Yes, but you'd have forgiven Genghis Khan. Susan, on the other hand, is not in the forgiving vein.
What are you doing?
You know what I'm doing? I'm packing.
What are you doing with that?
What?
The Italian recipe book.
It's mine.
No, it's not.
I distinctly remember buying
yeah,
this.
Yeah, you did buy it and you gave it to me as a birthday present. And what's that?
Hmm?
The complete set of Fawlty Towers videos.
They're mine.
They're ours.
All right, we'll have two each.
Oh, well, what's the point of that? They're a set. Why split them up?
I thought we were a set, but we're splitting up.
Yes, but one of the Fawlty Towers videos didn't sleep with the Italian recipe book. Git!
Anton, where are you?
I'm in the plastic castle.
Oh, goody. Can I come in?
No, you can't.
Why not?
I'm having some quality time to myself.
But I want to be with you.
You are with me 24 hours a day.
It's nice.
It's claustrophobic. It's driving me crackers. We eat together, swim together, breathe together.
And poo together.
Yes, all right. There's no need to remind me. It's bad enough being a bloody goldfish without being permanently shadowed by a dense doppelganger.
I want to come in. The plastic castle's mine as well.
Not anymore, it isn't. I'm claiming squatter's rights.
It's not fair.
Stop whinging. You can have the gravel. It's all yours.
I want half the castle.
Well, tough. Possession is 9/10 of the law.
Silence in court.
Silence in court.
Silence in court. Silence in court.
Pray be upstanding for his worshipful judge.
What is the charge?
I am charged, my lord, with squatting in the plastic castle.
Who represents the plaintiff?
I do, my lord.
And who represents the defendant?
I'm representing myself. May I have permission to consult with my client?
By all means.
What am I going to do to get myself off? Well, that depends. What am I charged with? I'm charged with squatting in the castle. Tell the jury that goldfish can't squat. We haven't got any legs. That's a terrific idea. Now, here's my plan. I'll prove to the court you were in China at the time. We've got two doctors to testify you were temporarily insane. We've bribed the witnesses, intimidated the jury, and the judge is my brother-in-law. In the meantime, try to escape.
Are you ready to resume?
Yes, I am. I call Liam the goldfish.
Liam the goldfish.
Liam the goldfish.
Liam the goldfish.
Please tell the court your full name.
Liam.
Can you spell that?
No.
I didn't think so. Now, tell me, why are you carrying a big bundle of documents in a plastic bag?
I haven't got a case.
You see? He admits it himself.
What?
Now, I'd like to ask you some questions.
What do you mean?
Why are there five syllables in monosyllabic?
I don't know.
Why is dyslexia so hard to spell?
I don't know.
Why is there only one Monopolies Commission?
I don't know.
When did you last see your father? Where did you get that hat? Why do fools fall in love? Why does a brown cow give white milk when it only eats green grass?
I don't know. I can't tell you.
Exactly. You don't know much, do you?
No.
I put it to you that the evidence you have given before this court has been a tissue of fabrication from start to finish. Well, the people will not stand for it. Look at him. A glib-tongued trickster, caught in a web of deceit of his own spinning.
These people must be stopped. Stopped, do you hear me?
Leave me alone, leave me alone. I'm going to cry.
Blub away. We're not fooled by your cheap theatrics and bogus sentimentality. I put it to you that you are a fish with a heart of stone.
I'm not honest. Ask anybody.
All right, I will.
Really? Leon the goldfish? So you say he's been slaughtering old age pensioners and selling their bodies for cat food? Really? Well, that's not very nice, sir.
Hang him, shoot him, beat him with whips, cut him open, drag his innards out, set fire to him, jump up and down on his head really, really hard, and then give him a Chinese burn.
Oh, I think that's a bit harsh. A Chinese burn.
There you have it, ladies and gentlemen of the jury. A random selection of the British public have had their say. I rest my case.
Please, please don't listen to him. I've never done anything wrong in my life. He's just being smelly. I'm not an intelligent creature. I don't claim to be. I have no fancy words or clever arguments. I'm willing to throw myself at the mercy of this court. I believe in liberty, freedom and justice.
Hurrah!
I believe in fish flakes for all.
Hurrah!
I want us to join together and march fin to fin to defeat tyranny and overcome oppression.
Hurrah!
And I know in my heart that together we can win. Throw off the shackles and embrace each other in a spirit of friendship and love.
Hurrah!
What do you say to that?
Guilty.
Now, have you anything to say before we pass sentence?
Well, perhaps I could sing a song.
Oh, seems perfectly sensible to me. Why not?
Thank you, ladies and gentlemen. I'm only a poor old goldfish, but I've never meant any harm. I just like swimming round and round in my bowl, where it's lovely, peaceful and calm. I'm not courageous or famous, like Nelson Mandela or Vaclav Havel. I'm quite content with having the water changed every week and lots of gravel.
Thank you. Brevity is the soul.
I have a friend called Anton, who's very nice and very clever, though he can be a bit snooty. But now he's taken the castle and claimed it as his booty. So now I've got no one to play with, and because we're underwater, I can't even get a puppy. So that just leaves me on my tod, a broken-hearted guppy.
That was one of the most moving and articulate defences this court has ever heard. Release him! Release him without a stain on his character or his underpants!
So, this is it, is it?
Looks like it.
So this is what our relationship boils down to. A couple of bin liners full of clothes, a few boxes of books, and half a cheap dinner service.
Apparently so.
Well, there you go, eh? Back to bachelor life, eh? No one to care for me, no one to care for. I can sit round in my underpants, fart in bed and cut my fingernails without having to gather them up and put them in the bin.
Sounds charming.
I live on microwave pizza and cheap beer.
Lovely.
I might even grow a beard.
How nice.
Such delicious freedom. No one to nag me for coming home late or working too hard or drinking too much or sleeping too late.
I don't nag.
You really believe that, do you?
Yes.
Your capacity for self-delusion is quite staggering, you know.
Oh, yes.
You could nag for England.
I see.
When the mood takes you, my love, you can be the loveliest woman in the world. But when you want to be, you can be the biggest pain in the ass I have ever met.
Anything else?
Yes, you're bitchy. You talk about people behind their back. You're two-faced, you're argumentative, aggressive and a bully.
And you're none of those things, I suppose.
You tell me.
Oh, okay, okay. Mm-hmm. You. Mm-hmm. You're a slob.
Yep.
You're a sports bore. You're lazy, unambitious and vain.
Oh, yep.
Your idea of foreplay is 6 pints of lager and a packet of pork scratchings. And you couldn't find the clitoris if I gave you a map and an Indian guide.
So why are you having my baby?
Because I love you.
Anton!
What?
They're kissing. Look, perhaps they're going to stay together.
Well, I wish they'd make their minds up.
I hope so. Do you think they will?
Hold on a second. I thought you weren't talking to me since the court case.
I'm lonely. I don't like us not being friends. It gives me a funny feeling inside. I go all squidgy in my tummy and think sad thoughts.
I don't believe a word of it.
It's true, it's true. I'm really, really sorry for everything. It was all my fault.
So, I'm no longer a heartless oppressor determined to crush the proletariat under the heel of my jackboot.
No.
So, what am I then?
Nice.
And?
Clever.
And?
Brainy.
And?
Handsome.
And?
Funny.
And?
Witty.
And?
Generous.
And?
Warm, considerate, and nice.
We've had nice.
But you're twice as nice.
Fair enough. No hard feelings then. Have those two stopped kissing yet?
Yes.
They're holding hands.
Just as well. If they let go, they'll bloody strangle each other.
Just think about it, please. You don't really want to bring up the baby on your own, do you?
No.
And who else is going to get the spiders out of the bath for you? I'm a useful bloke to have around.
I just don't know if I can trust you again.
Oh, look, it was a one-off thing.
No, Martin. That's a one-night stand. Yours is a fully-fledged affair.
It will never happen again.
I don't know.
Please.
I still want you to move out. Look, give me some time.
Sure.
Okay. As long as that's understood.
So, any chance of staying the night?
So, do you think they'll get back together again?
I doubt it. He was doing all right until he asked if he could stay the night.
She did seem to get a bit upset.
Well, if your definition of upset is slapping him in the face and spitting at him, throwing his bag out into the street, smashing his record collection, cutting up his suits, and ringing his best friend and suggesting she go round and shag his brains out, then yup, she got upset.
What time is it now?
2:10 in the morning.
What do you think she's doing?
Who knows? Oh, wait a minute. Here she is. Oh, well. Look at her.
Hello, boys.
Hello, my lovely goldfish. Mummy's a teensy bit drunk, which Mummy knows is not very good for baby, but right now Mummy doesn't give a stuff. Mummy thinks all men are bastards. A mummy is seriously thinking of having this baby adopted and becoming a nun. Preferably in one of those convents in the south of France where they make brandy. Oh, dear. Mummy doesn't feel very well. Oh, dear. Mummy's going to...
I've written another song.
Oh, yes.
About today's events.
Well, they're certainly worthy of record.
Shall I sing it?
Why not? The perfect end to the perfect day.
Oh, Susan was very upset, and so she drank 3 bottles of Chianti and a pepperoni pizza in mourning for her love for Martin, which now lies cold and broken, although once upon a time it lit up the sky like a blazing comet. And then she danced around a bit, and then she had to vomit.
Yes. But she didn't have to vomit in the bloody bowl, did she?
Pepperoni?
In episode 6 of The Goldfish Bowl, you heard Hamish McColl as Anton and Sean Foley as Liam. Sean Prendergast was Martin and Sarah Parrish, Susan. Other parts were played by members of the cast. The Goldfish Bowl is written by Sean Prendergast and directed by Sally Avens.